All right, I guess first off, just walk me through, you know, last night was a tough night in that last 5 minutes, and then you turn around and you pull this out tonight. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, last night's game was there for the taking, 2-2 on the road going into the third period. So the game's we need to win, especially coming down the stretch. And you know, unfortunately, we didn't get the job done last night, but I think that was the focus coming into tonight, was to play a full 60 minutes like we did in Wilkes-Barre on Wednesday night coming in here. And we obviously did a good job of that and come up with a big 2 points.
Absolutely. For yourself, you had a goal tonight, and as you said, not always easy to come by by these days, so that had to feel good for you.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, it's always always nice to contribute to a win, and I can't take much credit though when a player gives you a wide open net, makes it a little easier to score a goal. So a big shout out to Cameron there for a great play.
They were really buzzing there in the third period in that last probably 7 or 8 minutes. Was that a big challenge for you guys to clamp down and keep them out of the back of the net?
Yeah, I mean, always when there's a game on a line like that, both teams want to win real bad, and you know, they're a good hockey team over there. That's why They did what they did to us last night, and you know, they pushed hard tonight. But you know, big credit for our D zone. We did a good job locking down, and a couple big saves by Yan. And you know, that's what it takes to win. So it's a good job there.
Absolutely, it's been. We talked to you back in Toronto.
Yeah.
How do you feel things have gone for you since then? It's been a couple months.
Pretty good. You know, obviously, you know, I'm in a bit of a role in and out of the lineup, and trying to do whatever I can to help the team win. You know, there's a lot of depth on our team, which creates some inner competition, which I think is great for practices and to push guys in games to play their best every night. And, you know, I think I got to focus on doing a good job in face-offs and penalty killing and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, that inner competition creates a lot of challenges for the guys and pushes guys to be better. So it's good to be a part of.
You saw a little bit of that inner competition when you came to observe practice in Wilkes-Barre. You were just picking guys off left and right in that face-off battle.
Yeah, I'm always find a centerman to go against your own guys every now and then and have some fun with it. So it's always good in practice to compete against each other and see who can come out on top.